of opening bottles, cans, which we have spoken about in the past. We haven't really started to do it systematically. Okay. The question that comes, we saw, I don't want to repeat the whole discussion from yesterday, but the letters of the Chazon Ish. The question is, did he really, the Chazon Ish really say, or Rav Shlomo Zalman assumed he said, that he, Rav Shlomo Zalman, was nichshel chas v'shalom v'chi of chatas, when they turned the hearing aid on and off to avoid the rash that his mother was experiencing in the old versions of the hearing aids. He never really said that. It's arguable that a hearing aid is exactly the kind of an implement, as the Chazon Ish said himself, somewhere in here, I guess, is the citation which we saw. Okay. He had the various letters out, the Michtav. Somewhere he said that the only time the heter of Aroi is going to work in a situation in which it goes from the you can't use it without opening and closing it. We saw it enough times. Okay? I think that that's exactly the case with the hearing aid. And it comes from a prima golden. That seems to be the exact what's going on with respect to a hearing aid. If it's on all the time, the rash is so great that the individual cannot use it. Now, I guess maybe you can say, well, just pull it out and put it on the side. I don't know enough about hearing aids. Don't turn it off, just take it out, put it down on the table. Maybe that would be a counter argument. You know what I'm saying? A baby bottle, if you don't open and close it, there's no way. It's impossible to use it. A hearing aid, it makes noise, so just put it on the table. It won't bother your ear anymore. That's a possibility in that context. But we had seen already, and we're going to come to it again, maybe other situations along these lines. For example, the Megillah Sefer talks about it in the context of a refrigerator. We were here once before. This is sort of a review. But those who want to look it up, it's in Simon Tezvov, Siv Zayin, and this beautiful piece, Megillah Sefer, where he writes as follows. He thinks as follows. Misha Mafel Mekarach HaShmali Engelzeh Mishambonim Heyos V'amanoa Mafsik Labo Le'itim V'zumonos. We all know the motor goes on and off in the refrigerator. Doesn't explain to him why, but he thinks either he means that the food will freeze, you can't get a glass of milk, if the thermostat doesn't go off, it'll be ice. Or he means the machine will break, because if it won't go off, just the whole thing's going to break. That's why thermostat is so critical to the operation of a refrigerator. This is an important distinction, which may apply to many, many electrical appliances. We saw yesterday Shlomo Zalman had a line that if a light, any electrical, he's talking about a fan, I think, that if it never goes off, Einucha Kilkul Gadol Mezer. It's arguable it would apply to we discussed it before, a bedroom, the light's on. So he himself, as we saw earlier, when it comes to a person wants to go to sleep, by turning off the lights, he says it doesn't matter. That's not enough to be matter. Not exactly sure why. If you want to go to sleep with the lights off, well, you're not really using the light when you're sleeping. It's just not around. It may be comparable to the hearing aid. You know, you don't only want it off, just put it down. Right? You're using it, maybe is what he's driving at. That's not necessarily true. One could argue that the Chazon Ish is talking about the electric circuit of light in the kitchen. The kitchen, you never need the kitchen to be dark. You want to save electricity, you turn it off. In the bedroom, or you want to sleep at night, maybe you can say the same principle of Eilecha Kilkul, Godol Mizeh. We don't know. It's not completely clear. Not completely clear. We don't really know what it really means. Not sure. Now, it's interesting, in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, he points out that the idea of mimavus l'chaim, that by giving something a particular ability, he may be over mishum a tikkun kli, is a point which even Rav Shlomo Zalman concedes. He doesn't deny it completely. Rav Shlomo Zalman concedes it. It's in Mincha Shlomo Siman Tes. But same little time, I'll read it from here. A very interesting case. I need my physics majors to tell me what exactly this means. I don't know how this works, but also took physics here, but it's been a long time. He says, Shlomo Zalman agrees to the principle. What does he say? You take a magnet, and by rubbing a magnetic piece against a plain, regular piece of metal, you cause shegam hu yit magnate. The word I just learned. You will create magnetic properties in the previously non-magnetic piece of metal. Okay? Even though it cannot be discerned as one of the five senses, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't, right? It's still can be talking clean, like Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim is a Rabbanim. Is it considered metakin kli? You can't tell with any of the five senses. Before you couldn't use it, now you can use it. So he's over here. He suggests it's an Issa Torah. In the Shav Sheif Harbe, Acha Magnetiyut Nisheret Ba'ofen Kavua. So Shlomo Zalman is agreement, with, in a sense, with this idea of Mimava Sachayim, with a change from a non-magnetic metal to magnetic metal, which is going to be there forever. And his only argument with the Chazon Ish is that this is going to change back and forth all the time. That's its fundamental argument with the Chazon Ish. You can't call this a brand new thing, that the wire has become something new, but it's meant to go on and off, all the time. Oh. So now, the following situation comes up. What will happen, and here's a term, which is an important term, it's found over here in this, save my page, Ayin Zayin. It's a phrase which is quoted over here. I'm not sure exactly what the first place where it came from, but it's quoted here from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Halperin, from Big Tamid HaKamim of Yerushalayim, where he says as follows: if I will plug something in and it's not really working yet because it's still one place in this in the cycle, electric potentially, you make a electric current that has to go in a full circle if it doesn't go. There's a place where it's missing. It's not full, not completed circuit yet. Doesn't matter. You put it in a certain mode, and therefore yesh b'yacholto l'kabel zerb liches sheyavo. When it comes, choshiv nami, quote, here's the quote, hamodas kli al tchunoso. You are now making this vessel ready to go. To call the chazan considered bone, afal pi she'en azerem poer, nasa mukshu l'kabolas azerem. Fascinating. Shlomo Zalman, the very beginning we saw yesterday, says lohoyer dvar me'olam. It's not true. He argues with the chazan ish's nephew in this matter. Where does this come up? Sounds like it's a pie in the sky. Where does this come up? I'll tell you where it comes up. A very, very serious way. What will happen in the following case? Alarm systems. Mostly, who has an alarm system in his house? Raise your hand. What happens on Shabbos? Cover the sensor.
Turn it off.
So, there are individuals who are afraid to cover sensors, afraid to they want to have an alarm system working on Shabbos. Okay, how can you do such a thing? So, what if I'll do something which will make an alarm system work in the following way? There are two different kinds. The kind will be that, what are we afraid of? We're afraid of a ganav, right? A ganav is going to walk in. When the ganav walks in, if I press a certain button, Now, as soon as the Ganav walks in into the door, the window, if he climbs in, he is going to complete the circuit, he's going to send a signal to the police, to make noise, whatever's going to happen to him. What does that mean? I can adjust this system to be either broken in two places or in one place. If I want to catch the thief, I press the button down. Now it's only broken in one place. And when the thief opens the door or window, it completes this circuit and the alarm goes off. If I want to walk through the door, I pick up the button, and now it's broken in a second place. So when I walk in and out of the door, nothing happens, because it's broken anyway. Everyone follow what I'm saying? In that case, I'm Shlomo Zalman would say, B'pshuto, that's mutter. What am I doing? All I'm doing is on, off, on, off. I'm changing a circuit to be from broken to one place, to two place, to two place, to one place. There's never any current going through anything. It's always broken. The whole circuit's always broken. The only time it's going to be closed is if I press the button down, that's only broken to one place. And the Ganav, he's going to be, oh, the Ganav to be over, he's a deraisa bone. I'm not worried about the Ganav being over. He's over, he's a gnaver anyway. Maybe another issue on the Ganav. I can't worry about the Ganav. And he's a misasik. He doesn't know the law. If he knew the law, he wouldn't do it. He's more than a shogeg. So that should be mutter. The court of Halpern, it's usher. Because if the button is up and now it's broken in two places, the alarm is useless. I can walk, got up and come through the door. Nothing's going to happen. I press the button down. It's only broken in one place. And quote, Mamit Kliyal Kunaso. The question is that really prohibited or not? That we don't know. Chazish never said that exactly is prohibited. We don't really know. We're not sure. The Lashon of the Shlomo Zalman, the Malas Balav Alki Pasuach, the Magal, the circuit is open anyway. Open one place, open two places. Rav Shlomo Zalman is noted to be making in this question. And Rav Halperin asks it. What will happen? The person, for example, will pull out a plug of a refrigerator and the motor is not going. The motor's not going now, so there's something off. Anyways, and I pulled out a second time. We're going to put it right back. It won't go on right away. Those are serious questions which the post can debate in refrigerators. I'm telling you the more common occurrence of this is the case of alarm systems. That's very, very important. Okay. Now what happens in the following situation? What if I don't create a new circuit? All I do is add current. Is that word a correct word? The current was a certain number, and I measure these things, amps, I don't know how you measure these things. And now you increase it. Is that itself a prohibition? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's a serious question. Yes or no? So, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosah Pasas Halacha L'maisa, with respect to the hearing aids, no. Shlomo Zalman's original psak that he agreed to reach together with one of the Dayanim of Yerushalayim. You can put it on and off, that you won't find it in more Halacha L'maisa than Shmir Shabbos Kachosah, even though Shlomo Zalman said it so many years ago. That's not there. But what about the question of adjusting it? So I'm reading from the Shmir Shabbos Kachosah, Perek Lamed Dalet, here in this newest edition, Sif Chav Ches, Mavshir Shmiya, which is a hearing aid, Muto Lishanos Es Otzmas HaKol Sheva Mavshir. I can adjust the volume, as long as I can close it, any red to the common, red, any fires, okay. Amazing. He's Materit, Halacha L'maisa. He's Materit. Materit. Even assuming you may not open and close it, as the Shlomo Zalman understood the Chazanish, and he in fact says that he's not about to that, okay? Because why? All you're doing is just increasing and decreasing the amount of current in the hearing aid. That should be okay. You have to be careful. And we talk about winding the watch, and somebody brought to my attention, when you wind your watch, what you're really doing is disconnecting it completely. Right? And then, so it stops completely. Yeah, I didn't realize that, but I was just told it. You pull out the little, what do you call this?
Crown.
Call it crown. Pull out the crown all the way to make it later, earlier, it stops. True, I saw it the second hand stopped. So So it could be that in certain electrical situations, we try to increase or decrease the current, but you're really doing is disconnecting it and, in fact, connecting it. Yeah. Where do you find such a thing?
In a fan.
Exactly. Rosh Kivanta. You have to take on a fan. You want to increase or decrease, you know, the strength of the fan. They have low, medium, high. So I thought it's the same thing as the hearing aid. No. I don't know about electricity. He does. This is follows. He says, Ma'avrer, ein l'shanos es otz moto. You can't make it stronger or weaker. Why not? On the bottom, kuflan and beis. You came and should call pula shuose, who mafsik b'derech kalas pula se makshir, v'shuv mafilo. So you're turning it off, putting it back on again. That's exactly what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wanted to be matter with the hearing aid, and in l'alocha l'maisa, we don't accept that. So even if you only make it higher or low, what you're really doing is turning it off and then putting it on again. That may not be done. Same thing applies to something such as an air conditioner. So he suggests, I don't know if air conditioners work the same way. That's what he sounds like he's talking about over here. I don't know if he gives that specific example, but that would be, if that works the same way, it would be a problem as well. Now the following question, right? What if that happens to you by mistake? Forgot it's Shabbos, you weren't thinking, you put your hand on the doorbell, and the door's on. Must you leave your hand until after Abdul? When you let go, the circuit's gonna be disconnected.
That's the koch of the spring right here.
That's the Baal Bechira from yesterday's Shia. Chazanish agreed, it's a Baal Bechira, who is, like in the science museum, he's turning up the wheel. And by turning the wheel, light goes on, he's allowed to stop turning the wheel. Because the Baal Bechira, you know what I'm saying? The Baal Bechira. So that's what he passes over here in Perek Chav Gimel, Sif Nun Vav. I have a case I want to give you, I think it's the same, but you'll tell me if I'm wrong. Tov alachas al kaftor shel pamon chashmali. You remember it's Shabbos? You take your hand away. You take your hand away. Why? Why? All you're stopping is that the current will stop coming in. It doesn't give the hole behind it. He means what the Chazon Ish said in the letter about a Baal Bechira. You're a Baal Bechira. You can choose any minute to leave your hand in. Where's Kiddush come up? I think it's a very simple. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. This never happens. Gentlemen, sometimes a person goes into a restroom in a public place on Shabbos and suddenly realizes, whoops, if I stay here till after Abdullah, it's the status quo. The minute I walk away, because he's the guy next to him, what happens when you walk away? Some of these new restrooms and the hotels and all kinds of things like that, what happens? The water goes. It goes by itself. Obviously, some kind of electric circuit that's being completed. When you walk away, it's going to cause the water to flush. Hemis? So that's why it's so hard now for the conventions to find hotels, because all the hotels have this, there's nowhere to go. I'm told that in certain hospitals, all the public bathrooms are the same way. You have to go find a patient's room or some other corner, so otherwise you can't use the facilities. So I'm suggesting, maybe Shas Atchak.
You say it's Lo Nichalei?
It's Nichalei. It is Nichalei. I'll tell you why it's Nichalei. Because we were trained from our youth to be proper citizens of the world. I'm not saying I'm not the most I'm not the most green person in the world. But I was always taught, the person uses the bathroom, you flush the toilet.
So some of them have manual flusher on top. So if you flush it,
it does, but most...
Then can you say it's not Lo Nichalei?
The new ones they don't have. So therefore, it's Nichalei. That if I'm using a facility, public or private, and I walk away, that the toilet should be flushed. That's they'll say, why? What's the difference? Well, who cares? But I do care. I was trained that way. Unfortunately, even in our yeshiva, you walk into a bathroom here, and someone left his remains behind. Didn't flush the urinal. So, well, who brought this kid up? That's how I think, anyway. Maybe, I don't know. So it's Nichalei. I'm saying a different verb. I'm a Baal Bechira. If I have the Bechira to stay there, left up, I'll have to walk away. Maybe the Chazon Ish might agree, maybe, in that kind of a case, with the issue of a Baal Bechira. Although it's not exactly the same. There, right now, it's working. I'm a Baal Bechira to pull it away. Here it's not working, I'm a Baal Bechira to start it. I'm not actually sure the technical stuff of how this thing works. I'm not recommending it, but I would say maybe that Saad Lahakil, they have to say the left Abdullah on that basis. Yes?
If you walk into a stairwell that the light goes on, you have to go up or down. The next floor also won't turn on.
The problem, a very serious problem. That's what we have to talk about, that we get to the studio of Mavi. That's a worse problem. Because they are talking about a potential Doraisa, you might have the Chazanish circuitry, a Doraisa having a light go on. Certainly, if it's a Nekadesa, though. We'll get to that for Siyata Dishma. We'll get to it. Now, Rabosa. Shaila. Yes?
Is it more than the wrong in case of the rest?
I think so. But we'll get to Grumma. We've spoken a little about Grumma. We get to Mavir and Mechaber. That's where Grumma comes up big time. We're still holding in Bona. We haven't really started full well the Sugya of Kuf Mem Vav. And after we finish that Sugya, sometime next week, I'll talk about Ol Aroy. We're still quite a way away from the next Ma'am Kovashi. That's Bona. That's Mavir and Mechaber, Grumma. That's the next one. I'm not telling you yet. On both sides, but listen to this one. We're discussing the possibility of the issue of hearing aids have a much more important shaila because it affects many more people. Yes, there is a population who uses hearing aids. Yeah, we hope we should. You know, we always daven that we should not have to utilize these things. But what if somebody does? Are you allowed to talk to them on Shabbos? I get called up for an aliyah for the hearing aid on the Valkyrie. You're supposed to say it loud enough he should hear it. That's the whole Chizkus HaTorah. So I say, yeah, sorry, I got to do Balkara. I can't be a Balkara now because the guys are hearing it. Well, in front of Leah. So in Shabbos Gilchasa, again, back in Perek Lama Dalet, that's where the Chav Ches, that's where the Shmir Shabbos is matter to adjust it. What about talking to somebody who has a hearing aid in his ear? So in Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, here in footnote, let's see. Kuf Yud. Muto l'dabe b'Shabbos im adam shalomish makshe shmir. Why? Why? I am affecting, to the best of my knowledge, to this day, electric circuitry by my talk to somebody who was wearing, I think it's true to this day. Is it correct? I don't get to confirm or deny. If I talk to someone, you know, right next to me, I go talk to them. Hello, how are you? So the things are going on in him, they're not hearing it, he has in his ear. I'm affecting some kind of circuitry in that hearing aid. How do I do it? So Shlomo Zalman writes, "Avshem maktinim o magbirim es pulas chelak mimavir yakol." I'm either making it smaller or greater when I talk louder or talk softer or stop talking. Mikol makom hoav hashinuyim he pachos afilim mirega kememre. They're just so quick. Ain't that begedah shall bone of a saucer? Af according to the Chazanish. Af according to the Chazanish. And he says, if the changes are in the wire itself, you know, the carries the current, I'm not sure according to the Chazanish. That's the footnote Kufyud. I hope it's mutter. Otherwise, we're in major trouble. I saw a new Shuvah Sefer by Rav Usher Weiss, Shalita, one of the great Tamilcha of Yerushalayim, who has, I think it's already on Bar Ilan, just came out a few months ago, might it be? How fast I get these things go on? Take a look. It's not on. It's called Minchas Usher. It goes here from Minchas Shemayim to Minchas Chitz to Minchas Shlomo. It's not on yet. It's called Minchas Usher. I have it in my house, Kelly Gala. I think it's in the basement downstairs as well. He says the same thing. He says, apparently the new hearing aids have computer chips, and with the computer chip, you don't talk, he used the word mode, the mode changes. Not only that, but if I'm wearing a hearing aid, and I go from place to place, tiny circuits are closed, others are open, other things start to work. It's tiny. So, Rav Usher Weiss is a Chiddush Gadol Me'od. He says, since these are tiny changes, and as he puts in his words, ein totza'ah nikeres, there's no obvious result, which is recognizable, all the kishkas of that little modern computer chip run hearing aid, that is not considered to be a bona at all. Not makam patish, no chashivus, not the chavim, like the makam mishnah perkei beis alocha beis, and he's makam it. So baruch Hashem for that. I was happy to see.
Does that apply to cell phones too? Does that apply to cell phones too?
No, we'll see. I'll come back in a second. Yes, sir.
Deeper we can be considered that in the letters of Shemus.
What's the letters of Shemus?
Deeper, like if I.
Sure. If I do a deeper and I will speak into a machine, and this machine will chas v'shalom blow up a building. That's some of the terrorists. They talk to the. I kill someone with that idea. I'm a rotzeach chas v'shalom. Because even though it's only coming through your speech, right, now the deeper do anything. They go in the guy speaking in the car. They go speak, talk to the GPS. They're talking this. They're talking that. The things that happen when my speech is activating all kinds of things. Here, Rav Usher Weiss turned to be the biggest machmir. He's the biggest mangle when it comes to these unrecognizable things. And we'll have to see in a minute how we define that. He's the biggest machmir if it's recognizable. He writes the following situation. Somebody wrote a letter to Rav Usher Weiss about pressing a code on a panel to open a door. Very common now. You see? It's a... Let's have seen this. There's a panel, has all the 10 numbers, right? You press 3482, and the door opens. So somebody wrote a letter to Rav Usher Weiss. What's wrong? What's wrong? Worst case, what's going to happen? The LED, the what he calls the LED. The LED light will go on. LED is garnished. LED, it's not mager. There's no fire. It's cold light. What's wrong? It'll open the door. What's wrong? He writes back to him, Chas v'shalom, it's in Issa d'Oraisa. Where? What? How? Where? Where do you get it from? What is Issa d'Oraisa? Listen to what he says. It's incredible. He based it on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish, for every of the one of the 39 Avos Melacha, they had 39 totals. Look it up, it's Yerushalmi. But there were certain activities that they couldn't pin on any one of the 39 Avos Melachos. It just didn't work. The 38, I should say. They couldn't find a Melacha to pin it on. They pinned the tail on the donkey, you know? They couldn't find a Melacha to pin it on. They called it Makah B'Patish. As the Usher Weiss writes in Minchas Usher, you see a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira in the Yerushalmi. A Nifla V'Noira the Chiddush. What you saying over here? The Chiddush Nifla is that you have an activity, we intuit that it's prohibited, should be prohibited. We can't find any one of the malachas to pin it on. They call it Makam Apatish. Unbelievable. We always think, at first have to see one lamas lamas pins, and then you discuss, no. They had an intuition. It had to be asa. They could squeeze it into Makam Apatish. So if you press this code and open the door, the asa d'oraisa, Makam Apatish. It's obviously a very recognizable result of what you did. You pressed four numbers and the door opens. That's very recognizable. He wants to bring a ride from a Rambam. Fascinating, fascinating Rambam. I mean, I'll show you the Rambam. It's a Chiddush. Yes, sir.
So what's the difference between a hearing aid and a microphone?
Good question.
Someone has a microphone, what should say?
Rav Moshe has a beferish tshuva about that question. Rav Moshe asks his microphone. They asked him, if you ask through a mic, you can't talk into a microphone. How do you talk to someone who has a hearing aid? Shuvah, look it up. We'll get to it. It's a Shuvah Nigris Moshe. We can look at it now, but I'd rather look at it a little bit later. I want to read you this Rambam, his interesting, fascinating read of the Rambam. We know the Gemara tells us, Mapis Mursa, you puncture a hole in a pimple or something, the pus should come out. That's us. Why is it us? Look what he says. A mapis shin Why? So Rashi and Torah say you're making a Pesach. We discussed yesterday Pesach also the Hakas Lahotzi to bring in the air and to bring out the pus. No. Ram says, Shezui Melechas Arofe. So what? So what? The Rosh Hashanah says, that's Pshat. If it's a medical procedure, Rabbi Osai, we view it as Makam B'Pratish. No other, it has to be also, it's a medical procedure. So you stick it on, Makam B'Pratish. Apparently, Evan Ozel, on that Rambam, said something along these lines. And Halakha L'Maisa, I am inclined to accept the Psak of Rav Asher White Shlita. We should not be activating any electrical appliances with Kavana when there's a recognizable result. Will I go on record as a Misa Daraisa Makam B'Pratish? No. I don't want to say, I'm afraid to say that. Will I say it's Usser? Yes. Why is it Usser? I'm not sure. Maybe it's a Misa Daraisa Makam B'Pratish according to Rav Moshe Weiss. Maybe it's a Derabbanan. Maybe it's just that Klal Yisrael has been known this way since the time of Thomas Edison. We don't complete electric circuits to achieve results. So just, we don't put on fans on shops. He'll tell me, I cannot find this, a technical issue. It seems to me we should certainly cease and desist from any such activities on Shabbos. Chashash daraisa, but the likelihood is it's probably not a daraisa. It's probably a derabbanan of some sort. Yes.
Some of things like iPads, we would just say, like, we're not sure.
I'm not sure. Don't use it. But I'm willing to accept the fact as a good chance it's not a daraisa, it might have kamina, to allow a goy to do it. Allow a goy to do it. If it's necessary, to allow a goy to do it, we call shvus to shvus with makam tzarah go. Shvus to shvus, especially for a mitzvah. The balahita holds you tell a goy to do a malacha daraisa for a mitzvah. Even though we don't pass it that way, but it is a sheet according to the Ramah. So therefore, I'm at the Reish Ayin Vav Sibbeis, other than his Shin Zayin Sibbei. So I'm willing to be makel to allow a goyim to complete an electric circuit, which has a recognizable impact, but on the air conditioner, but on a fan, in this nature, number one, it's probably not a daraisa, even though I'll quote a bunch of ways it is. And number two, if it worst case is a daraisa, you're going to rely on the balayita for mitzvah that a non-Jew can do it. Again, only according to the time that it really is in their eyes. I have only one question. Yeah?
So the general thing that we don't take medicine on Shabbos, that's considered derabanan.
That's pure derabanan. Zeir mishum shchikas on the mud.
But shouldn't that also be considered makam b'pratish? Because that's
no, it's not a meleches arofe. Taking that out, popping it out of Tylenol is not meleches arofe. I'm just taking a pill. Meleches arofe is what the Rambam was talking about. Maybe other procedures that might fit into that category. You're right. But that's what he says. Let me ask a shout I got last week. Who's from Teaneck, New Jersey over here? I was told last week, I saw it. They're going around Teaneck. I think they're in South Teaneck now. Maybe they're coming across the Route 4 one of these days. And installing new water meters in everybody's basement. And they're electronic water meters. Which means every time you put on the sink, cold water. That's what happened. Cold water, something's going on electronically down in your basement. So SOS email came to the yeshiva. Gavald, what do we do? Not much has happened last week.
That happens everywhere in the West also, just in the water station, wherever it is.
No, in New York City, we're still a little behind the times. It's still what they call a manual measurement that you probably still have in your house.
No, we have that in our, but I'm saying back at the pumping station, everything's digital, all the...
At the pumping station, I don't affect that directly, I don't think so.
When you turn on your faucet?
I don't know. I don't think when I turn on the faucet, I'm affecting the pumping station. I don't think so.
Mine,
really. I'm not sure. I don't think so. If I'm wrong, if you go on your internet and let me tell you I'm wrong, you let me know. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, that's the question. Should we say this fits into Rav Usher Weiss's category of something which is not recognizable, Because right now there's no one standing in the basement watching it. This thing's gonna, the meter's gonna move with its electronical digital panel. Well, she would say, no, well, you happen to be sitting upstairs in your dining room, in your kitchen, putting on the water. If you just go downstairs, it's recognized, there it is recognizing. Hey, Neil Dea. Next time Rabbi Weiss comes to Tinek, when she comes off, we'll have to ask to bring him downstairs and show. This goes on, if you put on the cold water on Shabbos, is it allowed because it's not recognizable in your estimation? Or is it not allowed because it's recognizable for those who are, who will be standing downstairs in the basement? I want to be making the shayla for the following tziruf. I consider it to be a psik reish lo nichalei. I'd much rather they don't measure it. They don't measure it. I have to pay less money for my water bill. Not bad, huh? Psik reish lo nichalei. And the Magad Mishnah Svara, you bays. If I don't, I'm not machaber for it. Even if it's nichalei, it wouldn't matter because it's, there's no isa makapasha without any kavana. And it's also Shabbat Chagodol, no water on Shabbos. So that's for those three reasons, it seems to me it's permissible to continue to use your cold water in Tinek on Shabbos, even if you're, one day this guy comes to your house and puts in one of those systems.
You won't let him in.
And the following Shabbos. This is only Rabosai segregation, which in most of the cases that Rabbi Weiss is describing in his Truma. You have a hearing aid, you walk from here to there, etc. But what about the Mechamim? I'm a chavim, but there are no recognizable results. I gave you the example before. I press a button down, and that button down, you see nothing changes. The only thing that's going to change is now if a guy that walks into my house, he's going to set on the alarm. Or if I walk out of my house, I'm not going to set on the alarm. That's not a recognizable change. Should we say, according to Halperin, that's for sure us. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the kind of alarm system that has it goes from open once to open twice to open once to open twice, it's mutter. But I think that most alarm systems don't work that way. Most alarm systems are what they call closed systems. There's always a current going through. You'll check out in your house how it works. Please check it out for me, if you're able to find out. So,
a closed alarm now.
Huh?
Call my uncle, that's what he does for a living.
Yeah?
Other one, but yeah.
So please, call him. I'd like to know. Very important. Maybe we'll bring him in and give a shear for us. I'm not kidding.
It's not religious.
What?
To give shear?
Yeah.
Explain.
He'll explain how the alarm systems work, and then we'll supply the other stuff. What will happen here? Okay. Come on a Sunday once he's not working. He lives in nearby?
Long Island.
Okay. He's welcome to come to Washington Heights. Okay. So it's very important to me. I understand that there many of them are closed circuit. You can email them right now. Closed circuit. And what happens when the guy comes in, he opens the circuit, he breaks the circuit. That's what you ask? I think that's more common. That's a much more serious challenge. Because there, when I press the button down to put the alarm in motion, that's now operative, I am closing the circuit. Follow me? When I don't want it to go on, then I, again, the chazal gets it. See now how I do it? That's how I do it. If I want to avoid the system, I have a bypass. That's how I do it. I'll be short here. But if, in other words, it's going around like this. It's one circuit, and here's the door. Okay? So the door goes through the door. So if the guy that walks in right now, what's he going to do? He's going to open the circuit, and the alarm's going to go off. But I want to go out the door myself. I press a button in the house. What happens? It creates a bypass. So it's now the circuit's going through the door. And, well, I'm not sure, and or. I don't know exactly, there could be two ways of going. Either goes here and here, or maybe only here and not here. This I'm not exactly sure, may depend on the system. It still goes through?
Shuts the door.
Shuts the door. So in other words, it's sick, when I press the button, now that instead of it going this way, it's now going this way. Now, what changed? There was a circuit, there is a circuit. Except instead of the circuit going, we'll say 200 feet around, now it's going 201 feet. It goes 200, it gets to 199 feet. Instead of going 1 foot across, goes a foot up, a foot down. This is going this, so it's an extra foot. But it's not a new circuit, it's just a little bit of a longer circuit, or an additional circuit. But is that mutter, is that us? Chazanish, is that mutter or us? If you create a new circuit, Chazanish holds the Issa bone. I don't mean, there's no new circuit. It's just the same old circuit, but it's just, I'm diverting a little bit. Not sure the answer to that question. If the answer to that question is it's a halakhic problem, I still want to know. According to Rav Usher Weiss's Chiddush, maybe it should be mutter. I press the button, and nothing is recognizable. No, nothing. You can't tell. No one knows what's going on in the kishkas of the inside the walls. It went this way, went this way. No, it's not recognizable. You can't tell.
You're talking about turning down the toggle on Shabbos.
I don't want on Shabbos. Yeah. People do it all the time. Yeah.
Very good to know.
Yeah,
I think
you should do
don't
it.
Don't forget to do it before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, then you're not along the entire Shabbos. That's what I tell people to do. But very often, they're not doing it that way. They're too security conscious, etc. So I don't know. In any event, maybe a specs faker. Maybe, again, if it's broken twice, broken once, if it's Shlomo Zalman's cool. Halpern asks everything, of course. If you're going from, it's all one circuit which is closed, and it moves from this way to this way, I don't know. But there are Shlomo Zalman's Svara, that was not applied. It's not broken twice, broken once. It's closed all the time. It's going around, and I haven't seen a full discussion of that. A little bit of discussion. But Usher Weiss's Svara, no, Totson and Keres may apply to me as a kula over here. And what will happen finally, I have to start the new topic, right? I'm going to go through the shiur for today. What happens, this happens very often, you go to someone's house or someone's shul. You walk into shul on Shabbos or someone's house, and you hear, click, click, click. We may even see light, red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, when I was a kid. A little panel on the side. Why is the alarm not going off? Because they shut off the box. It's much easier, I'm told, I don't have an alarm. Shouldn't say that too loud. It's much easier, I'm told, just to shut off the box. The box is where it makes a lot of noise. It sends to the police, or it makes a big loud noise. You just press a button, it shuts that off. To disconnect the entire system is much more complex. So I was told. So they shut off the box. Okay. So that when you walk in, they don't call the police, they don't make a big noise. But the circuit is still there. So when you walk in, you hear click, click, click. Or maybe red light, green light. Is that mutter on Shabbos? Here's my answer. L'chatchila, no. L'chatchila, whoever has such a system in the house should disconnect the entire system. So when you walk in on Shabbos, absolutely nothing happens. However, b'di'evet, you're invited to someone's house. On the way in, you hear click, click, click. Are you stuck at left, Abdullah? Some shuls here, click, click, click. Very famous shuls. I'm not sure any names right now. Big, major shuls with hundreds of members. You walk in, click, click, click. Because they shut off the box, of course, but the circuit's being completed. When he is daiti, there's room to be made, based on Babaja. Others we spoke about a long time ago. Sik, Reisha, Delon, Nichle, Bidderabonim. I'm assuming it's Drabonim. I hope it's Rabbanan, according to Chazdish, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's probably Midrabbanan, not sure about the Chazdish, I don't know, but it's a Rabbanan, I think, and it's low nichle, you don't want it to go on, it's accomplishing nothing, it click clicks, it goes red light, green light. And it's a Shas HaTchak, and there's no Doraisi, it's a Melchash and Tzichel Gufo, so therefore, the idea is that you can be Megal, if you're invited to someone's house, and you hear the click, you know, all the little green lights and red lights going on, you got to walk out subsequently. Ad kan this topic. Any questions before I go to the next topic?
It's not for me to go into Chassidish,
but
you have the steam pipe by
the radiator. Steam pipe? You need to let the hot water go on or off?
You can't turn on the radiator.
You can't do that, because then you're causing suspicion.
So the hot water's going on.
Yeah,
let's say a regular pipe, just water
going into it. A different question. A force in the condition. That's what Shlomo Zalman asked, in effect. Shlomo Zalman said, all you're doing when you put on a button is you're opening a faucet. The force is not water, H2O. The force is electric current. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Chazdish wrote back. We saw that yesterday. It's not the same. The current becomes animated. It's not just transporting current. That's what he said. We now start part two of today's shiur. Open the Gemara. Kuf, Mem, Vav, Amenal. New topic. Again, it's new. Not that we haven't touched it at all, but we now have to go towards the Iyun Gadol, because it's the most important topic, perhaps, in practical terms in your kitchen, every Shabbos. I'm talking about you, we're not talking about Hilchos Bishul. By the way, if anyone wants to hear Hilchos Bishul, I'm starting a shiur, it's for Smicha students. Yeah, college classes this Thursday. Tomorrow, at 1:30 for the next 6 weeks, I'm doing a shiur on Bishul. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to Bishul at all this year. In our own regular shiur, we'll see. If anyone wants to just get a little survey course, you're welcome to comments. Where does it take place? Maybe across the hall. I'm not sure where it is. Somewhere, it's one of these rooms. It's called the 4th Year Smicha series that I've been giving a shiur on Bishul for many years. So it starts tomorrow at 1:30 with all the riches. Kuf Mem Vav Amen Aleph. Rabbi say we start a new one. Again, new, we've been there, but new to discuss the evening. Says the Mishnah Kadosh. Shover Adam es achovis lechol hemena grogros who will match lo yiskav alasos kliyos. Stop right over here. Only meaning two lines of the Mishnah. There's more to be read. Only meaning two lines. Two lines of the Mishnah. Okay? Rabosai, before we go any further, I think it's important that we see a Gemara. Tosis quotes the Gemara. I'd rather you see the Gemara inside. We've been here before again, but it's important to be current. Oh, we had things online. Oh, what's over here? Who remembers from yesterday? Which one was the Gemara? Let's try this. See if they're right. Yes, the right one. Watch this. Look, Rabosai, look at the Gemara. I'm going to talk about im kitem lachtos boshino loyek temenu im kitem chayev chatas. Okay, fine. Talk about kushin. Okay, watch. Look what's going on. Tani chad a kol mamriachbo. Okay, the kushin am I low? Maish na behodet tnan. Everyone see inside? Shover Adam as a chomus lechel mimena grogus. Vasha is kavel asos kli exclamation point. Answer the Gemara as follows. It's a machloikas atanoim. Horabalazar abonim. Rabbeleza says, no till Adam kisim mishalafonov lachlos boshinov. Vim kitmo lachlos boshinov. The Shogi B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. Div Rabbi Lezer. Chut Rabbi Lezer possible Chayev Chatas for chiseling a toothpick. The Chachamim Omrim Echad Zeh Eine Wala Mishum Shvus. So the Hazim Mark can continue. Rabbi Lezer Dikam Ha'osim Chayev Chatas Hocha Potter Rabbi Lezer. What's Potter Rabbi Lezer mean? If you are only chiseling it in order to smell it. If you take some little piece of wood and you chisel at it, it's going to evoke a better smell. So, you know, if you take, the people have these things, they go with their finger, it emits a fragrant odor. But there's a fear, if you let him do that, he may make a mistake, have the wrong kavona, b'chayav chatas. Rabbonin dekarmi hasam pot rabbalasar, ha'chabutu lechatchila. Frank the Gemara, wait a minute, how can it be? Rebbe Lester, Rebbe Lezer, the Tanan, Shover, Adam, and Sachovis, Lidl, and Grogwis, Vashay, Skavan, Asis, Kli, question mark. He have a case, Rebbe Osai. If I have one Kavana, it's Osir. I have one Kavana, it's Mutter. But don't our Gemara work with the assumption that whenever there's a potential Chiyam Chatas, then even if you have the right Kavana, it's going to be Osir anyway. Answer the Gemara of Rav Ashi, the famous Gemara. Kitanya hiba mustiki. This is the source. Rabbi Lezer says mustiki. Why does it say mustiki? Because if it would not be mustiki, then it's a potential chiyav d'oraisa. As a potential chiyav d'oraisa, that even if I'm in the category of quote, uvilvach or yiskam alasas kli, end quote, from our Mishnah, should be asked with the Rabbanan anyway. You may have the wrong kavana. Chas v'shalom, the wrong kavana is an yisad d'oraisa. We can't let you do it. If, worst case scenario, the wrong kavana is an issue derabbanan, then we'll let you do it as long as the wrong kavana. Kind of a gzera thing. Does everyone understand what I just said now? It's a simple read of the Gemara here in Masechta, Beis Adaf Lamed, Gimel Lamed Beis. Okay? Fine. This is the assault. Have kavana, it's a disaster. Let's take a look and see what the Rishonim say about this Gemara. In Beit, Rishonim Alabab. That's over here, the Be'iri, right? Beis HaBechir Lemiri. We have Chidush HaNiri too. I don't think they have that. The Septa Beitza is both. I prefer showing you the Chidush HaMiri Beitza, but I don't have it. So we'll try this. Not exactly the same, but Shas. Take a look. Let's see what the Miri says. What's Pshat this Gemara? Shover Adam is a chavis shel lechatchilu mokum lo karab alezim b'mustaki. What's a lomar? Chavis shein of shlema mei kar le shivrei chavis v'nidbuku ay day sraf v'nikla b'mustaki. Ein shiros v'nikla shvira gemura. You break it, it's not considered to be a shvira gemura. And if it was a shvira gemura, what would happen? Hari shover Adam is a chavis stuma, little grovers, afal gav, the memele shtarle kon kleib im psichasa. Watch this. Afal gav, look what he says to me. The eel lo mashvi le kli ho velo le guf ha chavas u miskabe b'shirasa. You didn't make it a kli. You know why you didn't make it a kli? Only because it's not your intention. But had it been your intention, breaking it would be considered making it. Funny pun. Breaking it is making it. I would like to read it from the Chidush HaMeiri. I don't know if I can, I can get it on this. It's a separate sefer. We'll have to look for it. There's a quotation from the Chidush HaMeiri. Part is the same. Ein o miskaven the kli, v'lo chal olam shem kli, af al gav de memela havale kli, v'shviraso, v'nase, v'shviraso nase hachomis kli. Why? Shehoisa stuma u'pisacha. It was closed, and he opened it. The whole of the lav the tashmish chavis utzarich, eino miskaven the kli klalu, v'lochal shem kli umutem. That's a quotation of the Chidush HaMeiri. He rebates a lav and gimel on the base. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. It all depends upon your kavana. Kavana is everything. The same exact action. You have kavana one way, you're chayef. You have a kavana another way. So strictly speaking, it's mutter. They made it gzeira. In a case in which it's chayef with kavana A, it would go and have to do with kavana B. If kavana A is potter abalaser, kavana B is mutter. That's the whole essence of the Gemara over here, Mesech the Beitza, on the Aflamid Gimel Amid Beis. That's the Yesod, Rabbi Osai. That's the Yesod. And applies to other areas as well. That's the Magad Mishnah Yisod in Perek Yubayz Halacha Beis. The same Yisod. Same thing. This is the case of Osai, according to this interpretation, and that's how the Rambam seems to learn, and that's how the Meiri seems to learn, that's how the Ran seems to learn. With one action. The whole Mishnah of one singular action. Same action. Only that the only change is Kavanah. Let's go back to the reading of the Mishnah together. Watch the Mishnah. Shover Adam as a chavis, lech lehem and a grogus, uvulvash, is Kavanah as a the same action. Just like I'm going out to make it a kli. I took Zera, mustaki. But it's mustaki. The worst case in there is the Rabbanon. That's what it sounds like. It's the worst case is the Rabbanon. When the worst case is the Rabbanon, there's no Zera Otu. This is Pashup Shah. Rashi disagrees. Look in Rashi in the middle. Show ber adam chavis mit leia grogos besakin over sayat lechol mena grogos. The end of kabim kadal shum isu b'shaks. What does this mean? One of two, at least two pshat. According to the Ran, the mekel the malacha, the tzorach Shabbos, because it's the kalka. According to the, what we preferred, we call it the chacham sofer, others say the same thing. Rashi is saying, there's no opposite of makam apatish. Right, holds ain't been in the Syria Canon Klal, as we learned already last week. And there's no opposite of an undoing mark of a patish. That's what it means. No malach in the first place. Uvelvad shleis kamalas as kli zok Rashi lenokva yafe bepesach noe. Rabosai! Uvelvad shalom doesn't mean a different kavana, a different action. Not don't do action A with kavana B. Don't do action B. You just open up the barrel, kacha, break it. But don't you dare try to make a pretty opening in the barrel. That is usur. A whole different approach, Rabosai. A whole different approach. Completely different approach, Rabosai. It's a different metzias, deal bilvad. And what does Rashi say in Beit Olam and Gimel Olam Beit? It's going to be very important because the Gemara compares there kosem, kotem, kisem. Oh, no. Mistake. I can't go after the Gemara. Kotem, kisem is compared.
First
custom K. Where those little X's? There?
Yeah, here. All the way in the corner.
Close a few other people, we'll never get anywhere. Try this. Okay, now we're just a little extra move to a new. But what happened over here? See? Watch what Rashi says over here. That should be comparable cases. Rashi says, the afal gav, the chazel, the katzel, the nagi, the chitzni. Watch this. He kosher, the roi, says Rashi. Lasos mi menu beis yad the kardum, which means not that he made it, he could have made it. It's possible to later on make it. He breaks this little piece of scented aromatic wood just to get a smell, but it's hard and it could have been made into something which will be a handle or a key, as the case may be. But the Metzias is different. It's Rashi L'shitasa, the Sib Chaim points out. Rashi here in Lamed Gimel Beis Beitza, L'shitasa, Rashi in the Mishnah, Kufa and Vavim and Alfon Shabbos, that it will vibe me the different Metzias, a different Metzias in the case of Shomer, Chavis, don't do a neck of Yafeh, and so too in Beitza Lamed Gimel Beis, also a different Metzias. Yeah, you can break those aromatic wood to smell, but don't make a different Metzias to use it as some kind of implement. Ad kan Rabosai, Rashi Shita. So according to this, Rabosai, what's happening over here? Rashi's saying, Shov v'rodem es ha'chovis lechol mele grogus, uvel vachis kamalas as kli. What does that mean? You break it, but don't make a nice kli. According to the Rambam, it's two things. Shov v'rodem, break it. And when you're breaking it, don't have kavanah to make a kli, because that's going to be usur. In the same instance, it's going to be usur. Why is it usur? With the miri, that it was a non-kli, or see some details, a non-kli, or not as good a kli, and now you're making it into a full kli by opening it. The wrong kavanah is a disaster. Oh. Fine. Let's now turn our attention to Bosai, to the sugya here in the sugya in Masechta Beitza. Now the links. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second. I don't think it's going to work on links. You have a Gemara. What links are there? What the possibilities? It won't work because I want to run, and the run is technically speaking not on the Gemara. It's on the riff. So let's go back over here. I want to show you the ring. The rat. Where's it shown in? Try rat. Now I have to know what page it is. Oh boy. That's because the page it is a Dapi Harif. All right, we'll give a guess. Not bad, we're close. It was very close. Let's try the base. Oh, Lachlis Boshino. The Bosai, what does it say? We're in the right place. It's not quite here. It's the right sugya. Here it is. I'm not sure where to find this time. The Ran is going to say over here somewhere in the Sefer Beitza. See, that's back here again. I didn't quite find it. It's somewhere here. Not finding it. The Ran in the Sefer Beitza says as follows. Tell you what he says. Listen very carefully. What about a chavis shlema? A chavis shlema. May I break a chavis shlema? Let's see the Ran over here in Shabbos. At least that we know we can find. Okay, please open to the Ran in Shabbos, if you don't mind. Let's see that. Right here, that cook man bow. Here we go. Mishnah Vashova is a chavis. Not here, it's a basis. Why can't I find it then? Hold on. I don't know why I'm not finding it. Somewhere. Shobas Achadam Nagufa Shibagogos, Iskam of the Yakos Ashvira, Leos Lepesh Ateo Kli. Take a look. Probably in here. Yeah, the Rabbanan say, let's read around over here. Echad zeh vechad zeh nele mishum shus. Afila bekota and kisa lachtos boshid of lekha lemish isa the Rabbanan. Why? What's the reason? Here's what I'm looking for. The sphilu. The kolasiyas kli shalo kidarko lo mitzah lemad Rabbanan. Umishamachi. So you saw that I told you before. When if you have the wrong kavana, it's the rabbanon. If you have the right kavana, it's mutter. Why? Kaven shu osa kli b'shvira b'lvad shalo kedarko. U'mishum haki kila mechavin shari afilu l'chat chila. That's what I was trying to show you, Rabbosai. The Ran is saying, what's the worst case scenario? I broke the barrel, it's Rabbonah. Why? It's shalo kederach. Aye, so why does Rabbeleza say, you have to have mustaki? Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer holds, by, if you do something which is sort of shalokadak, or yachayev chatas, the case that finally about by kote and kisim, lachas boshina. So Rabbi Lezer would equally say, if you show over a salchavas with the wrong kavana, would be an isa daraisa. And therefore Rabbi Lezer says, only by mustigi. But according to the Rabbanon Rabosai, there's no possibility of isa daraisa. If you have the correct kavana, it's mutter, even without mustigi. This is the Ran. The Ran is saying the only people who require mustigi are Rabbi Lezerites, because they are in danger of a daraisa with the wrong kavana, even though it's shaloka darko. But according to the Rabbanon, that there's no possibility of daraisa in the circumstance, there's no need for mustigi. So says the Ran Mefurish in Mesechta Beitza. I just showed it to you. It took me a while to get there. Just showed it to you. Who disagrees, Rabbosai? Who disagrees? Tosis. We're going to see Tosis and the Rosh here in our Mesechta. Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. We'll see first Tosis, then we'll see the Rosh. It's worth reviewing twice, and there's certain nuances that the Rosh has. Actually, there are three Roshes. The Rosh in Shabbos, there's a Rosh in Beitza, and the Rosh in Erev. And there are different all over. Let's take a look. Let's start with Tosis over here, Kuf Mem Vav. Open up Rabbosai to the Tosis. Rabbi said carefully, "Show where other mesachovis left by the men of Grogus. The Gemara Mukala Bedrusus. It's not already now. That's a tema. Says in Eruv and Aflam and Dalid, Gabe Eruv, Nosla Bemigdal, Benal Bafonav. The Yovan Amafteach. You put the box of matzahs, whatever it is, in a tower, and you locked it. You lost the key. Hareza Eruv." Drink the more wine. Uba Malcolm Echo, Uba Malcolm Echo is inaccessible. It says, no. Migdal Shel Binyan Askina. What does that mean? Some say Levainim Askina. On the right hand side it says, should say Levainim. Rav Meir says you can knock out, if it's all made from bricks, you can knock it down on Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is on Kwan Ben Ashmash. It's a long story, not going to go into the whole Sukhi right now. Frank the Gemara. Vamai mi boil le luk me hochi. U me kor na mi mai koma. Vlo yochol le shabe vlo ftoch as amigda vlo ikla sa eruv. Ki heche de hapa shar le shabe rachoma. Zit la grogris. Rebbe ne shal olam. You can break a barrel. You can break the so-called migdal. What is a migdal? It's some kind of a tower or something which where the air is. What's the difference between a tower and a barrel? Vimbo so le chalek bein the tila sa eruv. The Natilas Agrogris, not sure what the distinction might even be. In Ken Kosha, Heki Muki La Hosan Grammeir. And there, watch it says, also says, the Hosam Osru the Shabres Amigdo. Can't break. The Hocha the Shari the Shabres Achavis, Shur the Maribin Mustiki. I, the Gemara and Shabbos, never heard of the word Mustiki. It's only in Beitza Lam and Gilam and Beitz. Says, Tosa, yeah, it's true, it's in Beitza. Our Gemara will lie anymore in Beitza. Beitza laflam and gimel. Rashi says, Chav eshvuro medapke v'shvoreh v'sram shaleit she'osa b'men ozef eskon resin v'shvachi dafka chav eshari v'machmas griuso lo chayis alei. Watch this now. Because it's so shvach, he's not going to have quote rachmanis on it. V'leka l'mecha shem yisgav and lasis kli. You're not going to try to make a very specialized kind of a kli out of this hunk of junk. That's just being held together with some gum. Period. Ah, in Beitza l'makmin and hachi el Rabbi Lezer, the parak lezer Rabbi Lezer had the tan shomer as a chavis v'lo mashanev masizim b'mustiki. Yeah, we saw the Gemara. Mikomako. I feel the Rabbanan Mibora Luk Mihachi. Why? Look at the Tosis says. The Rabbanan Lo Pli Yad Rabbi Lezer Nekama Lo Yikta Menu Pirish Lo Yiktem Es Ahadas Lo Riechbo Ele Mishum De Iyu Svirulei De Biktima Sakisim Chayev Chatas. That's Rabbi Lezer. Shekoma Lech Lachas Moshim Vim Kein Ilo Mukmin Levin Mustaki. If you're not referring to Mustaki, Gamalai Rikalim Ifrach. If it's not Mustaki, The same kashka we asked again according to Rabbanon. How do you allow someone to break this barrel with not mustagi if the wrong kavana to be zedaraisa? Hilka, bar on the meima, daliba the kulu ma'ariv masnisa be mustagi. Vash asa shmai the shabir. We have mustagi, it's mutter, and erev it's a full migdal, and therefore it is in fact prohibited. Rabosai ad kan divrei atosis. You read the Tosis carefully. Why is it aser? B'chav shleim. I'm answering a straightforward question. Why may you not break a chav shleim on Shabbos to get the grovers? Tell me why. In your own, in 10 words or less. Why may you not break a chav shleim to get to the figs? Why not? What? The Tosa say that? Mari of Tosa is not Sosa. Rather, it's a Xera Shema Yaseh Nekev Yofen. And when it comes to a full barrel, we're afraid it's going to make a Nekev Yofen. When it comes to Mustaki, he says, Machmas Griuso Lachayas Ale, Vileka Lamecha Shemi Skava Lassas Kli. Not to mention anything about Stira over here. Tos didn't say a word about Stira. Tos don't worry about Shemi Skava Lassas Kli. If it's Mustagi, not to worry about, because Griuso Chayas Ale. And with respect to a regular Shlema, there is. Now the truth is, Rabosai, it's not clear in Tosis. Is he like Rashi, like a Rambam? What does he mean? Leka lemecha shemi yiskav lasa sli. A different metzias, a nekav yofeh, as Rashi said? Well, no, the same metzias, but a different kavana, as the Rambam said. Not completely clear in Tosus which way it goes. But both say, having read Tosus, let's turn to the Rosh here on Adaf, and see how he says basically the same thing, and we'll see the critics will start jumping on the Rosh. Tosus doesn't have any critics on the side or on the bottom. I have to look on the back. But the Rush has its critics right on top of him. Take a look at the Rush. Derek Clovis. Here we go. Take a look at the Rush. Simon Vav. Derek Clovis, Simon Vav. He quotes Rashi. And he says, even though it goes going to Rebbe Lezer, yeah. Umiyu. I'm picking up from halfway down. It's a page, Pei Vav in our print. Halfway through Simon Vav. Umiyu gam l'rabbanon. Tzorich. See the word tzorich with a little aleph there? Tzorich l'ukmi b'mustaki. Why? To lo pligi rabbanon alei d'rabbe lezer ele b'chiyuv chatas. When it comes to koten kisim. Rabbe Lezer says yes. Rabbanon say no. Avo modu di isura ika. What do you mean? Isurika. What do you mean Isurika? Why Isurika? Why? Doesn't say why. V'hocha sharia lechatchila. Elakoch gam rabbanon tzorich l'ukmi b'mustaki. And he quotes it right from Erevin, it said. We saw the right Tosfos quotes it right from Erevin. Now what is going on over here? It's good. What's happened? What's happened? So, the Teferet Shmuel is the following kasha. You have it in front of you. Zeh lo hevati kol iker. I don't know what he's talking about. Dilma mishum hochi asked the rabbanon b'ktivas kisam lach tzvoshina why tahavi ke'ein tikun mana. It's like an improvement to a kli. Ava lo horiach bo shari afilu lechatchila. Below parach osim el rabbe lezer the yomah b'kot malach tzvoshina chayav katas. Shemachi af bekotmo l'riach osim midrabanan. Behoyim. Af midrabanan ikal lemeidak. The af rabanan lo pligel et rabbelez al mishum esvilu. That betimas kisim ein bochi of chatas. Avol ihavi mechay of chatas. Betimas kisim. Lach tzvoshina. Havi nami osu l'riach bo. In Cain, Kosh Rabbanan, Kmo Rabbe Lezer. And the Russians are sending us after Ehriman. It's a little unclear what's happening over here. What's it all about? Maybe it's bothering him is the Rush never spelled out as an Isur, a Zeir Atu. It's an Isur Ika. There's no Isur. What? It's not true. No Isur Ika. I don't understand where that's coming from. This is the, perhaps, the Tiferet Shmuel's question. The Korban Asana, or well said, the Korban Asana quotes the Rambam and the Rif who say that you can break a regular chametz, kitzu rasa, they don't require mustaki. But even the Rabban and the Gudra Abelezer also lick the lachs boshina. This is the Korban Asana Osei, not the same. There, Tikal and Migz Hashem, you talk and kiss the lachs boshina. I had a kli, watch this now. Lachliko ulamachko. There, Rabosai, the reason why Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Lezer, you may not be kotein, is a gzeir atu daraisa. What atu daraisa? Instead of using your fingers, you use a knife. If you use a knife, Rabosai, that's kedarko, it's anisa daraisa. But here in our Mishnah, inami mechav anasas kli, lo mitzal of the Rabbanan, why? Kevin shu osa kli v'shvira shalo kedarko. Wait a minute. By the time of the Rabbanan, the Matir, the Tanariach, I feel the Chatchila, I feel the Bekotim, Kisim, Nachas, the Moshina, Lek, Eli, Sura, the Rabbanan, Klaasias, Klish, Lokadarko, Lomitza, the Rabbanan, can cause the Ran, Perakai, maybe. We just saw the Ran. Therefore, the Rosh's Raya is no longer a Raya. The Rabbanan from Mustaki. According to the Ran, and Mokom lo chokas Rabbeinu kan uvei v'duk v'tishka. What's that? What's going on over here? Not completely clear. Again, Rabosai, I have to go back to the beginning. The fundamental dispute in the Rishonim. What does our Mishnah mean, Uvulvad? Uvulvad a different Matthias, Rashi Shita, or Uvulvad a different Kavana, what you call the Rambam Shita? So, which way is the Rush going? The Tosis is going. It's not completely clear. They learn like Rashi, afraid of a different Metzias, or they learn it like the Rambam, we're afraid of a different Kavan. And the Gemara seems to say in that Lamed Gimel, there's a possibility of a Doraisa Rabosai, we have to ask for it, even though you don't have that Kavan at the east of Doraisa. No possibility of a Doraisa, then we'll make it. No. The question is, what do you mean possibility? Possibility of the same Metzias? Or possibly with a different Matthias. Not completely clear from the Rush here, or from Tosis, for that matter, which way they actually mean. How do you read it? Not completely clear. To make matters a little worse, the Rush has two more citations. I'm going to end with these two citations. We'll have to stop for the day. Someone should fix the clock between now and tomorrow, because I don't want to keep you too late. First we'll see the Rush. So the Rush and Beitar Bosai. Perek Dalid is as follows. Watch what he says. Look carefully, please. Close the discussion. Behold the Ami Rabbana Chain Boala Mishim Shvus Kishakotmo Biyodo Tavikalakayat. He is sakin. Am I lo mechayev? Came with the other lachs of Moshina with the other adults. He said the rice in that case. The rush is the preferred, black and white. That's the rush over here. That's another rush. Rush in Erevin. Rush in Erevin, Perek Gimel, has the following Likudim. What the rush says? Look. Look what it says. Yesh Loma. Mustaki. Okay? Hi, Rabbi Lezer. No. Gal Rabbanan Ika, look, we have it. The Rabbanan lo pligi, yelad Rabbi Lezer, the Kama v'lo lo riech bo ala mishum. The Iyu, he, svi olay de biktimas kisa nach tzloshin av chayav chatz. Rabbanan Ami, ihavu mechayvu. Chatz. have a mode of the also the double riach. Hitler betikun kli the shayach bei binyan mode the rabban the also the shbar chavis for that many growers. It's not diamond mustiki. It's shayach the rice bei chavis. What's the rice of shayach bei chavis? Says the Rashi. He explains what it means. The binyan gomer ustira gemura shayach shabbat bekelim. I believe he says what you said before. The Isra of Stira, what did he mention Stira over here for? The Isra of Stira Bekalim. Stira does a Malacha Daraisa. That's why I understood it. It's a possibility of an Isra Daraisa or a Bosai. Whatever the possibility of an Isra Daraisa, then you cannot even do it if you have the proper Kavanah. Because you're afraid of an Isra Daraisa. Isra Daraisa. How does Mustaki help? How does Mustaki help? Or both say, how is Mustaki going to help? How will Mustaki help? Watch this. Watch. Here's the secret. How will Mustaki help? Mustaki. What, how does Mustaki help? Pirish Rashi. Blochashina letikun kli why? The whole of Ru'ua harbe yochus alea shem yikalka lachomis both the neck of the cholapokha shiyuchal. Rashi says if it's a matter of if it's serious, if it's musti, he's not going to start patching around and break the whole thing. But if he made a perfect cleat neck of Yafa and musti, he'd be awesome at the Raisa. No difference musti or non musti. If it's a matter of if he's not going to play with it. Rabbi Yitzchak appears now, an Erevin. The cave on Shem Medu Bok in Bezefes, Benachatich and Shlemus, Lohavishim Tikkun Kli. Even if you make a beautiful hole, it's not an Isra Daraisa. This Tosfos is the Shitaso in Erevin, in the Russian Erevin, as a fundamental difference between Mustaki and non-Mustaki with respect to Shvira. If it's a regular Shchavis, it's a Stira Gemur Daraisa. If it's Mustaki, yes, a Shmach HaKli, no Stira Gemur, no Isra Daraisa possible. So too, if you make a nice hole in it, in a Mustaki Kli. According to Tosfos, it's not a Daraisa. According to Rashi, it is. Because Rashi holds a little back of a patish. Doesn't make a difference. There's no way, there's never been a Bekelem. Tosfos into the Stira Gemura. Rashi never heard of those concepts. It's never been in a Stira, and there's always back of a patish. The only reason why Mustaki is Mutter, we're not afraid he's going to do it, but if he did, it'd be a Daraisa, according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, on both sides, there's no fundamental distinction between Mustaki and play. It's a matter of practical distinction. It's not going to play with the Mustaki, it's afraid it's going to break the whole thing. Kuan does the fundamental difference. It's a fundamental difference when it comes to breaking the whole thing, where if it's Shlema, it's a Daraisa, and therefore it's the Usa no matter what your Kavanah is, even the Halacha L'Maaseh is called the Tosfos. Not as Tosfos said over here in Masechta Shabbos, you're afraid he's going to make it clean. No, you're afraid, it's, as you said, the steer itself is Shvira Gemur Daraisa. That's why Tosfos there, and the Rosh keeps talking about binyan of steer. Here Tosfos mentions the word steer is not found in Tosfos. They're two different types, two different pshat. Keep it in mind. Of course, the question becomes, Rebbe Osai, what's the Gemara's Kasha in Beit Olam and Gimel and Beit? What exactly is the Gemara's Kasha? We said before two pshat of the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara has the Kasha. Maishnaf Moshovar Masachovis. Right? Is it the same case or a different case? There's a little bit of a problem over here. A little bit of a problem. Get an impression from the Rosh as follows. The following, again, it's an impression. What's the Rosh's Kasha? He has to want to, right over here, the Rosh over here. The Rosh wants to know. It has to be Mustaki. Why? Ain't a Miskavah Lekli. It's like Kotem Kisim Lo Riachbo, which is Mutter Kotem Rabbanim. Apparently, you get it over there as follows. Rashi there in the Sefta Beitza has a different Metzias. Right? You're just cutting it to get the smell, you're cutting it to make an implement out of a different Metzias. But over here, you get the impression, he learns here, it's the same Metzias, just a matter of his Kavana. And there has to be Mustaki. So what's the most kasha? If in Kote and Kisim it's a different Metzias, and Shol B'Chov is the same Metzias, The Gemara's kasha the kal v'chomer. Why are we gozer here for a different metzius? If there in Shabbos, we're not even gozer for the same metzius, where the kavana could be critical, going from butta to chayim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Perhaps the kasha me the kal v'chomer, potentially, potentially. Now, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Rosh, Shin Chav Beis and Kot Yud Gimel, that if you, in fact, will chisel that piece of wood, the aromatic wood with a knife, then it's a daraisa. So you have to say like this. It will only go there, right kavana, or to wrong kavana, in the same metzias. You just take and break it with your hands. In the same metzias, there's no possibility of an iser doraisa. But where is there a case? Shviras achovis. They're the exact same metzias. If you break it with a kavana for a Pesach, that is going to be an iser doraisa. That has to be shot in the rush. All the rush don't fit together. So only goes there, don't do action A. If with kavana be the same action as the raisa, you can't even do it with the proper kavana. However, if it's a situation where you could have a raisa in a different metzias, instead of using your hands, you use a knife, on that basis we're not going to answer it, because we're not going to be afraid you're going to do that particularly, that different metzias. That we're not going to go that far to assume you're going to actually do that. And this, the Kuda, I just want to show you one more citation, and then we'll stop. Toast. Watch this toast. Just one more second. Rosh says in Mesechet Erev and Amud Aleph and Beis. Look what they say over here. It's important to see the words of Tosfos. What happens if you break the kli, Rabbi Osai? Watch this. Tosfos says somebody who breaks a kli, the shayach may bring in a stira. Because if it's here, it's not a stira gemura, but if the kli shayach binyan stira, there is a binyan stira gemura, Rabbi Osai. This is a possibility with respect to shoras achovis, right? There's a possibility of stira gemura if you break it, and that's why, because the possibility of stira, they don't talk here about, and I can say over here in Shabbos, you're afraid you're going to make a kli. No. It's binyan, astira, bekalim. And therefore, if it's not mustahim, it's a disaster. That's what Tosa says. The shaper, kli, the kakla, usr. The shaper, shat, bin, astira, bekalim. I chavis, mustahim. You are right, what you said before, in Tosin Erev and Lamadal and Beis. But Tosin Shabbos, I don't see it. There they were about shoving it yakla, you know, to make a nice hole to make a kli. Here they were about breaking it. He's about Machlokas, Tosis, and Tumas Sephthus. If you break the Kli, is that itself an Issus Stira or not? Tomorrow, this one's going to be the left. See you later, Shmai. It's 1 o'clock. What happened? Why is it broken? Dangerous.
I think you should unplug things instead of just...